did you have a kind of sense of, oh, that was quite fun, I'm going to get into that? Or was that just, you know, as you say, you know, a little distraction from playing with your action men, and then you're back to it and you never really thought of football for another few years? Or
I think it was where did the journey go? I think it was another 2 years when my family lived in Norris Green at the time. And it's all about Kevin Keegan. It's all about Kevin Keegan. I remember I wrote this thing a while ago about when the club decided to bring in Mighty Red, and I was looked all over the place to say why they think they needed Mighty Red. And I said, it's to engage young children under the age of 8. And I thought, I didn't need that. I had Kevin Keegan. I would rather be engaging in that than a dinosaur. So leave that there, shall I? And yeah, so it was all about Kevin Keegan and the kit and his big sideburns, and it was the beauty of Anfield as much as anything else. Obviously, it was a huge thing that I went past Anfield on my way to my nan's every Sunday at that age, you know, when I got to see, and you know, when the ground was pretty horrible, corrugated iron all over the place. And it was a huge sense of that thing that looks so beautiful is on the, I think it was the 17C bus, and I could get to go past it. And then I started really getting into football about 76. I remember the Euro 76 competition. I remember the home internationals, which I've written about recently. And the first cup final for me was Southampton against Man United. But only in as much as I didn't really care who won, even though United were playing against Southampton in that game. I just wanted the day. I just wanted everything to do with football. And at that age, you're as much into kits as you are into football, because it just looked great. The whole thing looked great. And you know, my dad didn't really go to any games. He was a Blue. But that, it being on telly, and it being so rare, and a rarity on telly as well, literally match of the day, Saturday night, and then I probably wasn't allowed to sit up for it, or it was kick-off on with Gerald Sinstad and later with Elton Wellesby on Sunday afternoons. And even then, they didn't always have Liverpool on. Sometimes it was City, and I think, what's the point of that? It's football. You've got to have Liverpool on. We are football. That's the whole thing. The world agrees on that. So it was sort of, that's when I sort of, the first time I ever got to sort of went into the street with a football and kicked it at my mate's front garden wall. That was around that time, about 76-ish.